And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Well, today we're going to be discussing something that I think is absolutely important. And friends, I mean, grab your seatbelts. We're going for a little ride today, and it's going to be a magnificent one. And let me explain why. Because this is going to be a ride, let's just say a journey of truth-telling. You know, truth seems to be in short supply today, but I'm just old-fashioned. I suspect you are too, and that's why you listen to the Tex Mars program. And, you know, I'm fed up with lies. I despise liars and their lies. And I'm ready for some truth-telling. You know, Jesus Christ said something interesting to Pilate, the governor of the Romans. Jesus said that I am truth. He is the truth. The Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus told Pilate, and please read the accounts for yourself because they are so thrilling and inspirational. But he told Pilate that if you believe in him, you will know the truth. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you will know the truth. John in the Bible says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, Pilate, being trained and having studied, like so many of the educated Romans, and all of the literature and the philosophy of the ancient mystery religions and the Greek gods and goddesses and Plato and Socrates and so on, didn't fully understand what Jesus was saying when Jesus said that I am the truth and all who know the truth know me. And Pilate asked the question, what is truth? What is truth? You see, because he had been taught that truth is relative, that truth depends on the circumstances, that it is okay to lie, to cheat, to steal, to give out bogus information if the cause is just. He was taught that no matter what God you served, they were all the same God. But Jesus taught something totally different. He said, my sheep know my voice, and they will not obey or listen to any other voice. There's only one voice of truth. There's a reason why one of the Ten Commandments forbids lying. Liars will not enter the kingdom of heaven. I want to talk today about a great lie. And in studying this great lie, please understand, I believe it is a skeleton key. It is the answer to the riddle of many thousands and thousands of other lies being told today. You know, the lie is very important. Adam and Eve were told a lie. Eat of the forbidden fruit, disobey God, and you yourself will be a God. And then Satan even questioned the truth of what God had told Adam and Eve. Surely you will not die, he said. A lie repeated often enough causes people to believe in it. The more you lie about something, eventually they say, you know, maybe that is so. There is nothing so absurd, said William James, the famous writer, that it cannot be believed as truth if repeated often enough. It can be stupid, silly, crazy, totally fabricated, but if it's taught enough, people just accept it. And this is just an ugly fact, dear friends. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian writer, he's been called the conscience of the 20th century. He died only a few years ago. He wrote the incredible books Gulag Archipelago and others. He spent many years in Soviet communist concentration camps, tormented, tortured, for something that he merely had said years ago. He said the simple step of a courageous individual is not to take part in the lie. It's a simple thing. It's a simple step that a courageous individual takes. That step of simply saying, I will not take part in this lie. And then Solzhenitsyn said something that literally burned like a firebrand in my heart. He wrote this. He said, one word of truth outweighs the whole world. One word of truth outweighs the whole world, because the whole world is a pack, a knitted, incredible array of lies and fabrications. This world belongs to Satan, and you are of him unless you accept Jesus as Lord. And then you are translated as Christ's child into another kingdom. There are two kingdoms at work in this world. One, a kingdom of lies, and one, a kingdom of truth. What kingdom, dear friend, are you a citizen of this day? Today, I want to talk to you about a great lie. It is the lie of the Holocaust. The Holocaust of the Nazi era. I am no friend of Nazis or communists or any other isms, but I am a friend of truth. And Jews have gone a long, long way with this lie, and they've received hundreds of billions of dollars in reparations. Even today, Arabs and Muslims ask, why must we be victims of the Jews in Israel? Why must they be allowed, the Jews of Israel, to torture and to torment and to kill tens of thousands of Palestinians and Lebanese and other Arabs, simply because of something they say happened over 60 years ago called the Holocaust? We, the Arabs, had no part in that, if it's even true. Well, the fact is, friend, that not all of the Holocaust is true. Now, I want to make a statement here, and I want you to understand something. In making this statement, I, Tex Mars, a citizen of the United States of America, the greatest country on earth, in my opinion, even today, with all of its flaws, a country which has afforded us the right of free speech, freedom of religion, free thought, under the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution, I, Tex Mars, am going to tell you the truth about the Holocaust. Now, I want you to understand that in telling you these things, I recognize I will be a criminal in many countries and nations across this planet. And if I visit these countries or somehow travel, I can be arrested and taken away, brought and put on trial for simply what I say today, even if it's true. Because according to the laws, and I'm going to tell you about some of these laws in these other countries, the judges, the courts have ruled, the laws specifically say in many countries, the truth is not a defense. Even if you tell the truth about the Holocaust, you can be put in prison for simply saying the truth. And I have a book here in my hands, and we offer this book in our ministry. It's a book of truth. It's entitled, A Greater Miracle Than the Lost Ten Tribes Discovered, The Dead 6 Million Uncovered, by a man named Brian Clarabot. of the Institute for Historical Accuracy and Veracity. That's a long title and a long name here. I just call this book A Greater Miracle. When you order it, ask for A Greater Miracle. The book is well over 500 pages long, has, I'm sure, over 1,000 quotations, references. The bibliography is very, very extensive. It's documented. It's truth. It's proof. And it shows you that there were not 6 million Jews killed in World War II. Moreover, I want you to understand, the Germans, the Nazis, did not take dead bodies of Jews or anyone else and make soap, manufacture soap out of them. They did not take the hair of dead Jews or anyone else and make mattresses or pillows out of it. They did not take the gold out of the mouths of the dead Jews and manufacture gold bars out of it. They did not operate on a mass scale cremation ovens. There were no gas chambers. And this book gives you those facts. And 6 million did not die. That is 6 million Jews. Now, for what I've just told you, I can be sentenced to 20 years in prison in the nation of Austria. I can be put on trial by the Human Rights Commission in Australia. I can be given 1 year in prison in Belgium. I can be put before the Human Rights Commission, and if I don't obey what they say, they can put me on trial in Canada. I can go to 3 years in prison in the Czech Republic, 2 years in France, 5 years in Germany, 4 years in Italy, 10 years in Lithuania, 3 years in Poland, 5 years in Romania, 3 years in Slovakia. In Spain, I can be fined and sent to prison. In Switzerland, 12 to 15 months in prison. And so on. But in the United States of America, I can say whatever I want. This is a free country, and I'm exercising my right of free speech. Now, you Israeli liars, if you want to send your Mossad over here and abduct me off the street, use chloroform or something to knock me out, if you want to shoot me in the head, well, I guess you're going to have to do that. If you want to abduct me and put me on a LL aircraft down in the storage hole and secret me off to Italy and put me on trial, I guess you're going to have to do that. Because I am an international criminal. And listen to me, friends. Here's a warning to everyone listening to this tape. You yourself, if you listen to this radio program today, and if you mention its content to others, you could be put in prison if you ever visit any of those countries. Well, I don't intend to visit those countries. There's plenty to see as a tourist or wherever I want to go right here in America. In fact, I haven't seen all of the state of Texas yet, and I'm 65 years old practically. I could spend a whole life in the nation of Texas, the Republic of Texas. I'm not worried. Remember, friends, even if I tell you the truth today, you can't repeat it. Or you might be reported by the Gestapo. And they may set up a dossier or a file on you at the ADL or some other Jewish organization. Of which the Justice Department of the United States is one. Of which the Homeland Security Department is another. That's right. The Gestapo are here in the United States, and they hate and despise free speech according to our Constitution. But I'm going to exercise it today in spite of their hatred of our Constitution. This is no idle threat. You cannot question the official version of events of the Holocaust. Now, listen to me. You can talk about the Iraq War, and you can say, I don't believe George W. Bush. He lied to us. No problem. You can go to every nation on earth and say George W. Bush lied to us about the Iraq War. No problem. You can say anything you want to about America. You can blast America as the worst nation on world. No problem. You can say America was a mass killer in Vietnam. No sweat. You can say that America is responsible for World War I and World War II, and that's no problem. Friends, you can say anything about any nation on earth. You can blast and bash Great Britain or Scotland or Armenia or Turkey or Nigeria. It's free speech everywhere. Did you know that the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights guarantees free speech? But I have just told you these nations, and by the way, there's an appendix in the back of this book, A Greater Miracle, actually has all of the nations where you can be tried as a criminal simply for not believing in every little detail of the Holocaust. If you say 5 million, not 6 million died, you can be put in prison. If you say 5,999,999 died, you can be put in prison. If you say, well, yes, many did die, but a lot of them died of starvation, of disease, you can be put in prison. Any deviation from the official version can send you to prison. This is the only historical event where nations around the world have put up a fence and said, you cannot question it. You can talk all day. You can talk months on end. There are seminars and conferences still debating who was right, the South or the North, in the Great Civil War of the United States. You can say, I'm a Southerner, I believe in the South, and I still do, and I'll never change. And people will go about their way. They may not like what you say, but they'll go about their way. You can say, we did the Native American Indians wrong here in America. It was genocide of the white man against the red man. Fine. Or you can go the other way and say, hey, we did the Indians a favor by bringing them our European culture. Okay? You can say anything you want to about anything, as long as you don't threaten or intimidate or say, I'm going to kill somebody, make a threat against them bodily. Any historical event, you can say one way or the other. You can even say, hey, I believe slavery ought to come back. Or you can say the white man ought to pay us because our ancestors were slaves, 200 years ago. Either case, nobody's going to put you in prison for saying it. They may disagree with you, and that's the great thing about America. You have a right to disagree with me, and I with you. And I'm not going to put you in prison. But watch out, there is one thing that you cannot talk about. You cannot question. This is no idle threat, but friends, hold it, wait. Do you have that simple courage? Are you willing to take that step of truth? Or are you willing to say to Roman Governor Pilate, I know what truth is. And if I don't know what truth is, I'm willing to discover it. Do you have the courage to face down some of the greatest liars in human history? Well, hang on, friends, because this program is going to be a marvelous blessing to you. Absolutely, a marvelous blessing. Now, I want to start off by saying that when I was a young man, I believed everything they told me. Why shouldn't I? Our marvelous American press never lies to us. The New York Times, the Washington Post, Newsweek, Time, our presidents in the White House, they always tell the truth. I knew that. We all knew that. But something just changed. Over time, we have discovered, they don't always tell us the truth. In fact, most of the time, they're lying to us about one thing or another. And you've just got to go out and discover the truth for yourself. Now, I believed in the Holocaust dogma. I believed in it. I read all about it. I believe I probably read more about the Holocaust than practically anybody. I read book after book, always, most of them written by Jews. And I was convinced the Holocaust was truth. It was only later as an adult I began to read books of the other side. And I realized the Jews that wrote about the Holocaust had no evidence, or very scant evidence. They had the most fabulous and ridiculous claims, absurdities, but there was no evidence. But the people who wrote books saying, wait just a minute, let's take a look at this, were engineers, academics, scholarly historians. And they actually studied these things. For example, if there's a gas chamber that's killed hundreds of thousands of people, well, gas can embed itself in concrete. And an engineer and a chemist can go in and take bits of that concrete, and there is forensic evidence. They can discover whether, in fact, there was Zyklon B or some other chemical poison agent in that room that was said to be a gas chamber. Now, there may be a man out there that said, yeah, I saw people going into the gas chamber coming out dead. That may be some evidence if he says he was an eyewitness. But then if there's a reason for him to say that so he can get paid reparations. He has a reason to lie. But if scientist after scientist, engineer after engineer has gone in and studied and can find no traces of poison, even after all these years, and yet they say this Zyklon B could be found hundreds of years later. It's sort of like, you know, I say, well, I saw this man and I saw him and they were poisoning him with arsenic. And so you get the authorities to go down and, you know, take the body up out of the grave, exhume the body, open up the coffin. And then, yeah, the pathologist at the morgue, they study it and they'll tell you, was there arsenic in the flesh of this human being when he died? They can tell you those things. Did you know not one person who died in these concentration camps? There has never been one, as far as I know, and this is documented in this book, there's never been one case of a forensic pathological study of a corpse that has turned up poison. Millions died in gas chambers, but there's no forensic evidence of even one corpse having the poison in its system. Something's wrong. Something is wrong. There is absolutely not one shred of evidence that they flayed the skin off of a Jewish victim because he had tattoos of some kind and made lampshades out of it. Well, I heard that when I was a kid, and I was just horrified. They flayed human victims and took the skin, tried to get, you know, colorful tattoos and made lampshades for the German guards. Never happened. You will not find one lampshade made of human skin in any museum anywhere in the world because it never happened. And as far as soap goes, you will not find one bar of soap anywhere in the world that is made from the fat of a human being that was killed at a concentration camp. It does not exist. So what you end up with mostly is so-called eyewitnesses from fanatical Jews who said, I saw. But there is no forensic evidence whatsoever. And they have a reason to say, I saw, because they've been paid handsomely over the years for lying. Now, I want you to understand something. Anytime you take people and you put them into any camp, bad things can happen. I don't applaud what the Nazis did. I don't applaud what the Americans did in rounding up all the Japanese in this nation, the Japanese Americans, good citizens, and putting them in camps. And some very bad things happened there, and you'll have to get my video documentary, Concentration Camps in America, to find out what I'm talking about. Did Franklin Roosevelt do right in putting the Japanese Americans in the concentration camps during World War II? Absolutely not. Did Hitler do right? Of course not. But what I want to know is, did 6 million really die? Did they make soap and lampshades of their body parts? Were there gas chambers? Et cetera, et cetera. I have in my possession money, script as it was called, that was issued at concentration camps. Did you know they had what we call in the Air Force basic exchanges or canteens, stores, where they sold gum, candy, writing paper, stamps, toiletries to the inmates of the concentration camps? Why would they do that? I thought they were just brought in there to get killed. Why would they give them money so that they could use it and pay them wages, however small, and then they could go to the canteens or the exchanges and buy stuff? Did you know that the International Red Cross over and over again visited the camps and they found that the inmates were getting more calories per day in their diet than the average German citizen was? Did you know that the American Red Cross found that the inmates at the concentration camps were allowed to write a certain number of letters a month to their family back home and to receive letters at mail call? Did you know they found that the Germans were operating hospitals, clinics, where Jewish women having babies were delivering babies? And if you had flu or pneumonia or were sick, dysentery or whatever, they would take you to the hospital. Why would you want to take a Jew who was brought there simply to be killed if he comes down with a flu or a bad cold or pneumonia or dysentery? Why would you want to take him to a hospital to be treated? That's pretty ridiculous. Just tell him to lay in a corner and die if that's what's going to happen. Or go out into the field and die. Lay down in a pit and die. Why spend time on them for medical care? Why have German doctors treat them? Did you know they operated libraries so they could check out books and read them? Did you know they had symphony orchestras they set up with instruments? Say, oh, they did that all for show. Yeah, who were they showing it to? We're going to talk more about this. I'm going to give you many examples of lies of the Holocaust. It has become a religious dogma of the Jews, and they've gotten such mileage out of it, it's incredible. So if you question anything a Jew or Israel does today, they call you anti-Semite. No matter how truthful it is, you'll be called Nazi, neo-Nazi, hater, whatever. Well, they can call Tex Mars anything they want to. I'm ready for the truth. I oppose Nazis. I oppose Zionists. I oppose communists. I oppose socialists. I hate all liars. This is Tex Mars. We've got another half of this program. Stay with us. We got a lot more when we return. You're listening to Power of Prophecy, and I'm exposing the Holocaust dogma of the Jews. Hello, friends. Again, this is Tex Mars, and I want to offer this book to you, A Greater Miracle, A Greater Miracle, The Dead 6 Million Uncovered, A Greater Miracle by Brian Clarabaugh. That's C-L-E-R-A-U-B-A-T. Brian Clairball. A Greater Miracle. The title is a little longer, but let's just call it A Greater Miracle. It's over 500 pages long, just $25. Incredible book. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of documented references here for you. Proofs, truths, evidence. Now, $25, please add $5 shipping and handling for this incredible book. You will not regret it. It doesn't only cover the concentration camps, the truth about them. And by the way, by Mr. Clairball is by no means a Nazi. He opposes Nazism as much as Tex Mars does. But he's a truth teller. And he has biographies of many other truth tellers in the book. You'll learn about many men and women even that are now in prison in nations around the world simply for telling you what Tex Mars has told you today. Boy, they want to keep the truth out, don't they? They don't want you to know these things. And now they're threatening everybody, all 6.5 billion people throughout the world. If you even doubt us publicly, we'll put you in prison. Why is this the only subject in the world that you've got to be, shh, don't talk, don't speak. They'll put you in prison. Well, let me tell you something, friends. In the book 1984, the hero, Mr. Winston, said that freedom is the truth to say plainly that 2 + 2 = 4. And that's what I'm telling you today. You get this book, you find out for yourself. 2 + 2 = 4, and we're tired of being part of the lie. We will no longer accept these fabrications. We will no longer accept Israel and its Jewish Illuminati attempting to control the world through the neocons, through George W. Bush, through Barack Obama, and all of the other liars of America, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all of the Wall Street bankers that have plundered the wealth of the American workers. We will not take it anymore. We're going to start uncovering these things one by one and publishing and telling the truth. And we have the Bill of Rights and the freedom of speech, the freedom of thought, the freedom of religion, and the freedom of the press. And we're going to go forward and tell the truth. If you think I'm mad about it, well, I am. I'm angry. I'm angry at anyone that will put people in prison for telling the truth. Good men, Christian men, and women who have never, never committed any crimes in prison. My good friend Ernie Zundel wrote a little booklet, Did 6 Million Really Die? He is now in a German prison. A German prison. What for? Here's a man that sent me a beautiful painting. That's what he was, a painter and illustrator. Today, my friends, we're on the verge of Easter. The day we celebrate Jesus Christ rising from the grave, rising from the tomb. And he did rise and he is alive. I believe that. And Ernest Zundel sent me a painting of the three crosses at Calvary and the beautiful sunset. And Mr. Zundel told me, he said, Brother Tex, I believe in Jesus Christ that he has risen from the grave. He lives. Zundel wrote this to me even as they were taking him away to prison, and he sent me that painting. And I cry for Ernie Zundel. A man that, to be very honest with you, has himself said that he would not do so much as harm an animal, a squirrel. He's not a hunter. He's a pacifist. He never fought in any war. You know why? He doesn't believe in killing. Here is a man who loves all humanity, but he simply said, I'd like to know the truth. Not only that, I want you to understand that Germany has paid out billions and billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of reparations. And look at all the people that have been sacrificed from Germany. Now, I'm not a German myself. I'm a Scottish guy with a little bit of French and other things mixed in, Heinz 57. But I'm tired of the Germans being lied about, just as I'm tired of Americans being lied about. Well, I want you to have this book. You've got to have this book. It'll tell you also about many of the Israeli atrocities, what the communists did. Now, talk about a real Holocaust. It's what the communists did in all the Soviet Union for over a half a century. Those monsters, the Jews, Lenin, Trotsky, and all the others, and their gang leader, Karl Marx, who gave them their deadly doctrine. And now we have another deadly doctrine, the Holocaust dogma. The Jews say, we have been victims of the Holocaust, therefore it's justified for us to go forth and kill and torture and maraud against all of our enemies. Well, they don't have the right. They're not God's chosen people. God's chosen people are whomever believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. He has chosen His people from the foundation of the world. And listen to me. God's people are Jews and Gentiles and Germans and Mexicans and Americans and Swedes and Frenchmen. And anyone who believes in Jesus Christ and is born again in spirit and in truth. Those are God's chosen people. Not just a bunch of people that say, I'm the Jews, I'm God's chosen, therefore I can go kill and rob with impunity. No, you can't. You're going to be paying for it, either in this existence or in the next world, which will be hell for you if you don't repent. You listen to me, Jew. I'm not going to punish you. You know why? I believe what the Bible says. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You lie, you cheat, you steal, and in your Jewish Talmud, you're taught that it's okay to defraud the goyim, the cattle, and that's what you think of Gentiles. Well, I'm going to tell you something. God knows your evil, dark heart. And you Christian Judaizer out there that's helping make all this possible, and all these men, women, and children being slaughtered in Gaza and Palestine, you Christian Judaizer are making it possible. And you're going to have to answer to God for your great sin and omissions. $25, $5 shipping and handling. Ask for the book, A Greater Miracle. And we'll get it right out to you. Now, I want to tell you right now, you can't get this at a bookstore. They're frightened to death to offer this in bookstores. I'm not sure, but I don't think you can get it at Amazon.com or even online. We're the only source for this book right now, as far as I know. $30 postpaid, we'll send you the book, A Greater Miracle. You gotta have it. It's a book of truth. Call us toll free to order the book, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Take the simple step of truth, and what you do will outweigh all the lies in the world, dear friends. 1-800-234-9673. Use your charge card. You can send us a check for $30. Ask for the book, A Greater Miracle. A Greater Miracle. Send that $30 check, money order, or cash to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now let's return to the regular program. Let me give you some statistics, if I might, about the Holocaust. Did you know that the World Almanac and Book of Facts for 1934, the year 1934, estimated that in all the world there were 15,044,641 Jews. A little bit over 15 million Jews in all the world. In 1934, that's according to the World Almanac and Book of Facts. And by the way, other encyclopedias and almanacs showed the same thing, approximately. 15,044,641. Some 15 million plus Jews in all the world in 1934. World Almanac and Book of Facts. Now, after the entire Nazi period over 12 years, after World War II and so many that perished in the flames of that horrible cataclysm, the World Almanac and Book of Facts for 1945, that's the year the war ended, Germany and Japan had both surrendered, as well as Italy, of course. The World Almanac and Book of Facts for 1945 estimated the number of Jews as of 1945 was 15,192,000. In other words, the population of Jews had increased some 150,000. Now, it started off in 1934, according to the World Almanac Book of Facts, 15 million Jews. And in 1945, after 6 million Jews were said to be killed in the Holocaust, it's reported that how many Jews in the world? 15 million. In fact, there are more Jews than there were back in 34. What happened? Who's lying to us? I think you know the answer to that. Now, let's look at some other facts. And I'm going to give you some names of actual Jewish scholars, Jewish authorities who have admitted the truth. And some of these people were forced to admit it. They didn't want to, but the facts were otherwise, and they were beginning to look like buffoons and liars. And so they have to keep changing. It's like the new Bible versions. The more lies you find in them and the more misstatements and misinterpretations in these new Bible versions, that's why I stick with the King James Bible, the more they have to keep changing. I mean, the New International Version is probably going to be up to its 196th printing and 16th edition before long. I don't know how long. I may be exaggerating, but I don't know if I'm exaggerating much. When you start lying, friends, you got to keep lying. But listen to me. Let's go over it. Did you know this figure 6 million is a magical, mystical number according to the Jewish Kabbalah? Oh, they chose the number 6 on purpose. And those 6 and all of those zeros. Oh, yes. Every one of those little digits and numbers has a purpose in the magic of gematria of the Kabbalah, a Jewish system of magic that even Albert Pike, former Sovereign Grand Commander of Freemasonry, said is the very basis. The Jewish Kabbalah, a system of sorcery and black magic, is the very root of all of Freemasonry in its doctrines. But this 6 million has always been used by the Jews. Did you know that Rabbi Stephen Wise, the most powerful Jew in America, head of the American Jewish Congress and the World Jewish Congress during World War I, wrote letters to his constituents asking for money to help the Jews of Europe because World War I, now this was decades before Hitler and the Nazis came. He says, we need money for this fund for Jewish war sufferers in Europe, where 6 million face horrifying conditions of famine, disease, and death. 6 million. Oh, that number was thought of long before the Nazis came about. Now, we keep going here and we find that Theodor Herzl, the founder of Zionism at the World Congress of Zionism in 1897, who was also is considered the modern day philosophical founder of the nation of Israel, predicted the Holocaust 40 years before it happened. He predicted the Holocaust. Now remember, Herzl, founder of Zionism, that's 1897, I hope I got that date right to you, predicted the Holocaust of World War II 40 years before it happened. In fact, he wrote that it would be a good thing if some Jews were sacrificed. It would bring solidarity among Jews throughout the world, and they would receive worldwide attention and, of course, funds, meaning money. Isn't that interesting? The man credited as being the chief Zionist and founder of modern-day Israel, philosophically, said, you know, Holocaust might be a good idea. It'd bring us money, worldwide attention. And we could even perhaps finally found our modern nation of Israel because of worldwide sympathy for the Jews. How very interesting. Well, let's get into some facts. Jewish professor Yehuda Bauer, B-A-U-E-R, who has been considered Israel's leading Holocaust scholar. He is director of Holocaust studies at Hebrew University's Institute of Contemporary Jewry, published a scholarly work back in 1978 proving that the Nazis never turned anyone into soap. This is the world's top Jewish Holocaust scholar. The Nazis never turned anyone into soap. He said the technology of doing so was not even known at that time, how you could render human fat into soap. And then in 1989, the same Professor Bauer, the Jewish scholar, asserted that it was time to finally acknowledge the fact that 6 million didn't die in the Holocaust. He said the official number claimed to have been murdered is a deliberate myth. Bauer said that far fewer people died at Auschwitz, for example, than was commonly reported. Wow. In July 1990, the Auschwitz State Museum in Poland, along with Israel's Yad Vashem Holocaust Center. Now, Israel has its own Holocaust museum, the Yad Vashem Holocaust Center, suddenly announced that altogether perhaps only 1 million people, Jews and non-Jews, died at Auschwitz, a place where up until that time, up until 1990, all the Jews had insisted that 4 million people died in that one camp alone, 4 million at Auschwitz. Suddenly, in 1990, they said, oh, Errors crept in, I guess. Perhaps 1 million only died there. Friends, I think there's a big difference between 1 million and 4 million in one camp alone. That's 3 million off the total of 6 million. Suddenly we've only got half the people died that they claim. By the way, some of this was put in the Jerusalem Post newspaper of September 22nd, 1989, an official authoritative Jewish source. The Daily Telegraph newspaper of London, July 17, 1990, had an article entitled Auschwitz Deaths Reduced to a Million. That's one of the top newspapers in London. The Washington Times newspaper in America, July 17, 1990, had an article entitled Poland Reduces Auschwitz Death Toll Estimate to 1 Million. Wow. A Jewish reporter named Cole visited Auschwitz and on video videotaped an interview with Mr. Piper, the curator, that's the head of the Auschwitz Museum. And he admitted and said, yes, he said the Soviet communists made us lie. They made us put a bronze plaque out, said here is where 4 million died. But he said it wasn't true. Wow. One prominent British Holocaust historian, another Jew named Gerald Reitlinger, has estimated that possibly 700,000 Jews died at Auschwitz. Reitlinger also said that there was no such thing as a final solution of the liquidation of the Jews. No final solution. And friends, listen to me. British historian David Irving, who has had books on the bestsellers list in England, history books, has said that he nor any other historian has ever found one shred of evidence that Adolf Hitler ever ordered the extermination of even one Jew. No paper trail, no evidence whatsoever, nor did any other Nazi official in any position of authority ever publish such a document. It has not been found. The Jewish professor, Dr. Howard Stein of the University of Oklahoma, published a scholarly work also in 1990 declaring that the Nazis never made soap from human fat. And he said the number of gassed victims at Auschwitz ought to be lowered by 3 million. He too admitted it. So somehow they all got together as one big happy family in 1990 and said, you know, maybe we better reduce the number. People are finding out, I guess, what fat big liars we are. That's what I'm thinking. They must have said amongst themselves. Although, surely maybe the devil told them all independently to come out with this. It's possible. Well, Jean-Claude Prussac, a historian, Holocaust historian from France, also estimates that only around 800,000 persons died at Auschwitz. Listen to this. After over four decades of claiming that 4 million died at Auschwitz, and that's how they got to their 6 million number, the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, paid for by U.S. taxpayer dollars. You may not know it, but you have paid hundreds of millions of dollars to build a Jewish Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. And it's taxpayer-supported on taxpayer land. Suddenly in 1993, they reduced the official number of dead Jews in Auschwitz. the most infamous of the so-called Nazi death camps. They also lowered it to 800,000 in a book that they published and issued. Wow. Now listen to me, friends. This is the strange irony. Even if the Holocaust Museum of the United States, even if the Auschwitz State Museum in Poland, even if the Nation of Israel's only, the most famous and the huge museum they've got there, the Yad Vashem Holocaust Center, even if they have finally admitted that this is a big fat lie or error or mistake or whatever they want to call it in subterfuge, even though they all admit that 4 million didn't die at Auschwitz, if you go to any one of these nations that I read to you earlier in this program and you tell a friend openly that you don't think 4 million died at Auschwitz, they can put you on trial and send you to prison. You will not be allowed to introduce evidence that all of these official authoritative Jewish sources admit that this was wrong, that this has been a lie or a mistake or whatever, because truth is not a defense. The official version will forever be that 6 million died, and you must admit it or you'll go to prison. Free speech is not allowed. You think I'm making this up? Ask Mr. Zundel. Ask hundreds of other people who have done prison time and are now rotting in prisons around the world. And Tex Mars knows that if I go to Berlin, Germany next week and I get off the plane and I tell somebody standing there, sir, did you know that 6 million didn't die according to the Israeli Holocaust Museum, according to America's own U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, according to Jewish scholar after scholar, 6 million didn't die in the Holocaust. They can have me arrested, and I can go to prison for up to 20 years. And I will not be able to present any evidence. Now, Ernest Zundel got him an attorney, a woman, a German woman, named Sylvia Stoltz. Not many people wanted to defend him. They're too afraid. And when Mr. Zundel was put on trial, he was living in the United States, married to an American woman, but they conjured up lying charges. Mr. Chertoff, head of our Homeland Security Department, the Russian Jew who Clinton put as head of our Homeland Security, had him arrested, flown through Canada all the way back to Germany. Imagine being arrested for bogus, hoaxed-up charges, flown at the expense of the United States. You're the only one going. They take this big, 707 or 737 jet aircraft, and they spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to fly you back to Germany, and they have a little trial for you. That's what happened to Mr. Zundel just a couple years ago. His German attorney, Sylvia Stoltz, told the court, I want to present evidence that my client told the truth about the Holocaust. The judge said, no. Judge Meinzerhagen said, no, truth is no defense. You cannot present evidence. She said, I cannot defend my client unless we present evidence. He said, no evidence. Did he say or imply that 6 million didn't die? If he did, it will be convicted. He'll be found guilty. Not guilty of lying, but guilty of saying something they don't want him to say. Well, Miss Stoltz is an honest woman. She too believes in the truth. And you know what she told the court? I cannot be the attorney and defend my client if he will not be allowed to present evidence. The judge said, contempt of court. Do you, Miss Stoltz, also not believe in the Holocaust? According to the official version, and Miss Stoltz said, as a matter of fact, I don't. And I would like to present evidence and truth to document my belief and my client. She was sent to prison too. She is spending 3 years in prison now for telling the judge that she didn't believe in the Holocaust. Now let me tell you, the actual official charges against her were that she was defending her client too aggressively. In other words, not only will they throw you, grab you, abduct you, and throw you before a poisoned kangaroo trial court, but if your lawyer tries to defend you, they will send him to prison along with you. You know something? Isn't that the same thing that they used to accuse Nazi courts of? If all these countries of the world that believe in so much democracy, remember George W. Bush says we want to give democracy to the whole world. If they believe in it, why is it that you can't question historical facts? Let's go a little bit further here. Let's go a little further. See what we can come up with as we look at some of these facts. Jewish professor Arno Meyer of Princeton University has conceded that there was no Hitler order for the gassing of the Jews and that the actual proofs of gas chambers are, quote, rare and unreliable. There was a book that he wrote called Why Did the Heavens Not Darken? The Final Solution in History. He says, from 1942 to 1945, now remember, this is Professor Meyer of Princeton University, a Jewish professor. He says from 1942 to 1945, certainly at Auschwitz, but probably overall, more Jews were killed by so-called natural causes than by unnatural ones. That's on page 365 of his book. Raul Hilberg, another Jewish Holocaust expert, has said, quote, the 6 million figure was adopted very early. It was based mainly upon hearsay evidence and the crude calculations of the World Jewish Congress. One of the top Jewish Holocaust experts said the 6 million figure was drummed up out of thin air based on hearsay evidence and the crude calculations of the World Jewish Congress. This book by Clirbaugh, A Greater Miracle, will show you evidence that all of those Germans that we put on trial at Nuremberg, they were tortured. In fact, many of the prison guards, American, Soviet, and otherwise, now have admitted, many years later, many of them have written memoirs, and this book quotes them. And they admit that they participated in the torture of Germans. They were told to lie, to go out in public while being filmed and lie. Did you know that the commandant of Auschwitz was tortured and tortured and tortured? And he finally went out and said, yes, we killed 4 million. And then he said, not only at Auschwitz, but we kill Jews. And he named three different camps that he had been responsible for. We also killed Jews at these camps. The problem was he knew history later would be checking on this. He actually created a camp that didn't even exist. He made it up. See, he sort of embedded some hidden truth. Actually, it was a lie. And you know what? For many years thereafter, the Jews talked about that camp that he had made up. Out of thin air, Commandant Haas knew he was being forced to lie. Hermann Göring, the deputy to Hitler, actually committed suicide because he knew he was going to be tortured and forced to lie. This is Tex Mars. We've been talking about the Holocaust dogma. I'm no friend of the Nazis. I'm no friend of the communists, but I am a great friend of truth. The question, dear friends, are we going to be courageous enough to face down the liars of history and say we've had enough? We've had enough of the 9/11 lie. We've had enough of the Iraqi war lie. We've had enough of the Palestinian Gaza lie by the Jews. It's time for truth. Ye shall know the truth, and it will make you free. My prayer, dear friends, here at Power Prophecy, is you will tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.